You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, today is Thursday, sometimes referred to as Boomer's least favorite day.
Just sometimes.
Just sometimes. But it's still Friday Eve.
Yes.
How you doing, man? You got a good day?
Doing great today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty outside, I'm okay.
Bad weather in some parts of the state.
That's right.
Tornadoes down there near Montgomery and other areas, Abbeville. Hope some of y'all out there in the listening area are all good. I think we saw some more weather still passing through in certain places, but just keep a weather eye on the horizon. It is that time of year. Of course, it's also Alabama. You don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It'll change.
Absolutely.
But humidity will be included no matter what. That's like the key ingredient. All right, hey, we got a great show laid on for you at 3:30 today. We have my favorite segment of every single week. So 3:30 today, Boomer and McQueen will do that. By the way, they've also got their Right Life podcast. New episodes are out. Check it out. Boomer and McQueen today at 3:30. And then the Triple Dipper, man, we got some stuff. Hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, didn't get to it yesterday, so I'm starting off with it today, the appliance wars. There is not a single electronic device in your house that the Biden administration doesn't want to regulate. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to run down the stories for you, and just when you think I'm done, I'm going to read out another appliance. The only thing I think we're missing right now is toaster ovens, but I'm pretty sure it's only because they're electric. They're coming, though. They're going to have to toast that bread. Your crust cannot be brown. I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, the appliance wars, that's number one, the Triple Dipper. Number two, fighting back is what I'm calling it. I love it when I'm seeing a series of things happening where it's obvious that the conservative position is pushing back, is saying enough or no, or we're standing up. I've got multiple examples. And I got some egregious reasons why it's necessary. So we'll talk about that. Number two on the Triple Dipper, fighting back. And then number three, money madness. Money madness. Show me the money. All about the Benjamins. Money madness. So we're gonna see maybe today while we're on the air whether or not we're going to wind up with a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court as to whether or not the Biden administration's scheme to pay off everybody's student loans is going to hold up. In the meantime, though, there's a whole lot of stuff happening out there in the world of money that is just madness. So that's number three on the Triple Dipper, money madness. Y'all stay tuned for that one. All right, let me jump over here to my comments. I have made it a point over the last five shows, today included, to try and do all that I can to portray why I believe in certain principles of conservatism. What is it that makes me a conservative? Well, yesterday was Flag Day, a day designed to recognize the fact that on that very day, June 14th of 1777, the Continental Congress approved the design of a national flag. And truthfully, history is important. Knowing who we are and where we've been is a part of knowing where we should go and why. And part of that is knowing what you believe. That's why I've been doing this. For the past several days, I've been unpacking the various principles that I believe form the basis for saying that I'm a conservative. I am a conservative. Why? For a variety of reasons. So each day this week, I've tried to lay it out in clear terms how important it is that we have not only our gut-level bedrock principles, but that we're able to explain those principles to anyone who would ever ask. So yeah, yesterday was Flag Day. That's important because it's a part of our history. And like I said, knowing who we are and where we've been is a part of knowing where we should go and why. So far, I've described the fact that I'm a conservative because of freedom, actual liberty, because of limited government, because of the ideas of fiscal conservatism in the form of low taxes and reduced government spending. I'm a conservative in part because I believe in strict construction of the Constitution, the equal application of the law, And I'll be honest with you, I've been doing this as much as an exercise for myself as anything. Sometimes we just know things in our gut, you know, but we've never had to put them into actual words. But we got to be ready at all times to genuinely and respectfully be able to describe why we are conservative. So today, knowing full well we just had Flag Day, today I want to spend some time talking about the fact that I'm a conservative because of patriotism. I'm a conservative. I love this country. I love it for what it is, not just what I want to fix it to be. Now, having said that, I imagine that some of my liberal trolls are firing up their laptops and working up some of that keyboard courage to let me know that liberals can love their country as well. Sure. But more often than not, their love for this country is conditional. It's kind of fluid, if you will. The progressive side of society believes that this nation should be torn down and remade in some form of Marxist utopia. And I reject that notion completely, utterly and completely. I believe there's always room for improvement, but that change for change's sake is a lack of wisdom. Conservatives believe in improving the finer points of our nation. Liberals believe in just plain breaking it so they can build something different. I had one of those moments not long ago, you know, the kind where you find yourself yelling at the TV or the radio. I was driving down the road listening to Brett Baer on Fox interview the former Democrat chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington State. In the course of the interview, this man, who had once presided over one of the most important committees in Congress, the committee that has oversight over our men and women in uniform, that man had the audacity to say, and here's the quote, "Taking the stance that America is exceptional has too often gotten us into trouble." What? Well, I take exception to his exception to our exceptionalism. How about that? I don't know if Congressman Smith's ever worn a uniform. I don't really care. But I have, and multiple generations of my family have, and let me break it to him not so gently, we are an exceptional nation. Have you ever seen the American flag patch worn on the right sleeve of the field uniform of our current U.S. Army? It's the only patch that's worn in color on an otherwise subdued uniform. It's also, if you look at it, seeming to face backwards, but it's not. It is intentionally designed to be worn so the stars are towards the front, as if the flag is being carried forward into battle. Forward, not backward. God bless the person who designed that patch. That flag patch is designed to inspire forward progress. You can only move forward when you're on your feet. So kneeling at the flag is not only an insult, it's a sign that the one kneeling has no intention to push forward. You see, the day that we begin to accept without question the gall of those who would kneel at our national anthem or disrespect our flag, consider us to be less than other nations, and yet enjoy the freedoms of our grand country, the day we just let that slide is the day that we begin the official decline into historic obscurity. So yeah, I'm a conservative. And as such, I believe in my country. I'm a patriot. Simply because it is my country, and simply because it's the best. I'm a conservative, and as such, I will stand up at the anthem. I will pledge my allegiance, I will salute the flag, and serve when called upon to protect and defend it. I'm a conservative. As such, I'm okay with saying that for all its warts and blemishes, that this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Blessed by God, built by sweat and toil, defended by honor and sacrifice, preserved by blood and fire. I also believe that for all its might and power, that this nation is at the same time somewhat fragile. Fragile in the sense that we willingly preserve the rights of those who would dishonor it, because we believe that they have a right to do so, freely, without penalty. It's their right to disrespect the flag. But I'm a conservative, and therefore I refuse to stand idly by and let their insults and dispersions become the norm. In his 1989 farewell address to the nation, President Ronald Reagan warned us that we must internalize and institutionalize a love of country. Reagan said this, quote, "An informed patriotism is what we want." And then he asked this question, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, I got to tell you, in that vein, years ago when I was young and full of vinegar, I completed the U.S. Army Ranger School. I was compelled to memorize the Ranger Creed and be able to shout it out at the top of my lungs whenever called upon to do so. At first, it was a matter of just rote memorization, something I had to do to avoid punishment. But as time went on, it began to take on a life of its own. It became a part of the way I choose to live, to include the line that says, "I accept the fact that as a Ranger, my country expects me to move further and faster and fight harder than any other soldier." I also accept the fact that such a concept is alien to far too many. but this is my country. This is my team. This is my home. This is the place where my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather all entered the military service, pledging to uphold and defend the Constitution. I am a conservative. I do not apologize for the fact that I believe that our nation is, in fact, exceptional. I'm a conservative, and therefore, I will answer the lies and the disrespect of the left by letting it be known I think they're wrong. But I also believe that we must continue as conservatives to move further and faster and to fight harder than the liberal progressives who would love nothing more than to tear our country down and relegate us as a people to some form of mediocrity on the world stage. Well, not on my watch. I was present one day for a speech given by President George W. Bush back in 2011, and a quote in that speech struck me, and I wrote it down, and I still have it. At the end of his speech, he was thanked for his sacrifices as president, and his response was to say, "There's no sacrifice in serving a nation that you love." So yeah, I'm a conservative. I'm a patriot. I'm a conservative. I love this country. And I believe with all my heart that God has made it exceptional. And I will use this platform and any other that God gives me to make it known. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Yeah, I do believe that the left so often, they may say they love this country, but so often it's conditional. It's based upon what they can get out of it. It's based upon what they can do to change it. It's based upon what they believe it will be if they can just get their hands around it to mold it for a while. I, on the other hand, believe that while we may have room for improvement at times, certainly, that we should build upon what we have, because what we have is already exceptional. Let's just make it better. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are indeed open. You want to text in or call in for that matter, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We'll take that feedback. You can call it or text it, 833-68-RIGHT. Got several text messages already in the wake of the monologue there a moment ago. Just looking through here, Allie from Athens says, this is a good one, Colonel, on the quote where I said about that Democrat congressman, I take exception to his exception to our exceptionalism. She says, we need to make a T-shirt that has that one on there or a tattoo. I ain't getting no tats, but not with that kind of quote. David from Huntsville just texted in and said, exceptional. Thank you, David. Appreciate you, man. Brian from Huntsville, we appreciate you, man, very much. Thank you for your service. And we got the mail you sent. So, yeah, thank you, brother. I said on the text message back that you make it all worthwhile. And he says God makes it all worthwhile. And I said, well, okay, I agree with that. John from Huntsville just texted in, kind of random, says that he was shut out of Facebook. Okay, John, I don't know what to tell you, brother, except I do know this. I just saw where a guy over in Georgia got shut out of Facebook, couldn't get back on, lost all his photos for years, and he sued Facebook and won $20 million. So you might want to call a lawyer. David from Athens just texted in following the monologue. He said, I'm proud to share my love for our country. Earlier this week, our president, in quotes, made what I consider disgusting comments and made a total mockery of his position. I'm proud to have served defending our flag and our way of life and thank all those that have served and are serving to protect us. David, appreciate you, man. Thanks for your service very, very much. Allison, oh my goodness, what'd she send me? What is this? Oh, come on, really? So, Allison from Madison texted in with a picture of, you know, Cracker Jacks, Boomer. You've had Cracker Jacks, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I love Cracker Jacks, and I just had my little man have Cracker Jacks for the first time at a Braves game.
What did he like it?
Oh, he loved it.
See, that's good.
Oh no, but what are you about to tell me about Cracker Jacks?
They're coming out with Cracker Jills. That can't be real. He just muted himself on purpose. The FCC does not need to get involved. I guess it's real. It looks real. Celebrating women in sports. Cracker Jills. It's the same as Cracker Jacks. Okay. All right. Well, wow. Anyway, nothing is sacred. Roughly Ann from Huntsville. She texted in and said, I cried. I feel the same way, Phil. She says, you know, although I didn't serve, you do serve. You serve every day, my friend. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, you guys want to text in, call in? We'll take it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We got some good stuff laid on for today. Like, not the least of which is this first dipper that I'm going to get into in just a minute. Is there nothing that the Biden administration won't just screw around with? Boomer shaking his head. No,
no, they're trying to get in everything right now.
It seems
all parts of our lives.
All parts of our lives. Now, you guys, of course, you moved down here, bought a house. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to redo the kitchen, did you?
Well, we just had to re-put a few different appliances in there.
Oh, so you did get appliances?
Yes.
Well, and it's a good thing you got them when you did.
I'm going to get a gas stove beforehand.
I'm going to get a gas everything.
I'm going to try to do it all.
I'm going
to
get a gas everything, man. A gas air conditioner. I'm going to get a gas refrigerator. I'm going to get me a gas smoker. I don't know what I'm going to get. A gas. Just all, everything's going to run on gas. I'm going to run it on diesel. What do you think of that?
There we go.
Well, nonetheless, yeah, it's amazing to me how the Biden administration, they could care less about people, because every single one of the things that I'm going to tell you about in Dipper number one, the appliance wars. And I don't mean like, oh, just the gas stoves. No, I'm talking about everything. It's your gas stoves. It's your dishwashers. It's your laundry, your washing machines. It's the air conditioners. It's your refrigerator. I've got a separate story on every single one of them. The consumer safety, you know, administration, whatever they call that thing, is putting out, promulgating regulations and rules like you know, nobody's business. They're just slinging them out there right now. Everything is going to make those appliances A, cost more, B, be less efficient, and C, irritate the consumer. So let me ask you a question. Just speaking somewhat rhetorically, but you're welcome to answer. If you were to wash your dishes and they came out dirty, would you then feel inclined to have to run more water to clean them up before you put them in the cabinet? Or would you just stick the dried up food in the cabinet? I think we all know the answer to that. Civilized people are going to do the extra things necessary to get the dadgum stuff off the dishes, right? So if you have to wash your dishes twice, have we really saved anything? I think we all know the answer to that one. So coming up next, appliance wars. Y'all stay tuned. This is going to be fun, not fun, if you know what I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.